Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills. But you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
We are back. TikTok 6 o'clock hour here of weekend kickoff at Treasure Chest Casino. And gentlemen, we do have another final in the Caesars Superdome. Riverside taking down Ascension Catholic 31-21.
So congratulations to Coach Lee Roussel and Riverside. I know it's a quick run for Lee in turning a program that has had some ups and downs throughout the years. A lot of ups now in there, but they hit some lower points also. So congratulations to Coach Roussel and everybody at Riverside High School. I know a couple of my friends that actually I graduated high school with that live in the area now, and they got kids and grandkids there now.
Mike on the line with us right now, Sean Merriman, former All-Pro linebacker, founder of Lights Out Extreme Fighting. Always a great guest on the line. Sean, thank you for the time once again. How you been doing? Are you coming out of retirement?
I would have. They didn't have cut blocks around, man. I'll be going straight to I'll leave that to those QBs. But it's a different kind of game out here nowadays.
Sean, we were talking about this, Bobby Hebert and I, Monday when the story first broke, and he was like, Mike, do you think Phillip can still play? I was like, "What? I know he can still throw the football, and from the neck up, man, he's got it. He can process that quickly. The problem is from the neck down, you're getting hit, and you haven't played since 2020. Sean, your thoughts on an old teammate of yours, Phillip Rivers, coming back after all that time in retirement? And, man, people don't realize just how tough the NFL is, because for most people, they played high school football, and that's it. Nothing more than that. Man, to play at NFL level, it's a totally different story.
Yeah, man. Well, you know, when I heard it, I actually wasn't shocked like most people. I was with Phillip and also Drew Brees. I was with both of them for Antonio Gase's Hall of Fame induction in Canton in August. And we were all together, you know, me, LT, and all the whole crew. And I hit after talking to Phil. I said, hold on, he sounded like he is still playing, right? I mean, with the same energy and the passion and, you know, kind of the, you know, how he comes across, man, it feels like he's still on the field. And I don't know if people remember, but, you know, when the San Francisco 49ers was on their run a couple of years ago and they had the quarterback situation, a bunch of injuries, Phil was ready then. I posted on X, Twitter, that Phil was ready to go, and everybody reposted like I was crazy. And I said, no, I'm trying to tell you that if the opportunity is there, Phil will go, and he's ready. And I don't think it could have been a better opportunity, not only for Phil, but also for the Colts.
Yeah, no question about it. you played with him. People don't realize the competitor, because, you know, you see it more maybe as an offensive or defensive lineman up front, the front seven guys. But, man, is Phillip Rivers a competitor and one tough guy, and he talks smack. There's not a lot of quarterbacks that talk like Phillip Rivers did to opposing defenses.
No, listen, he's the most competitive player that I've ever played with. But that smack talk didn't end on the field, right? I mean, it was in the locker room. It was in the weight room playing cards. It dominoes. It didn't matter. He was always going back and forth with somebody. And that is what made him who he was. And that's why we always felt we had a shot to win each and every week, because just the confidence and the leadership of Phil, what he brought to the table, along with that other, you know, the other teammates that we had on that team, we always felt confident. But it was mainly a part of, we knew that we had somebody who was going to fight to the end for us and with us in Phillip Rivers.
Sean, big news for you the other day. I saw it coming down on the news wire with Lights Out Extreme Fighting. Tell us about this new partnership with ESPN.
Yeah. We just announced our multi-year deal with ESPN Latin America. We just went live last Saturday, December 6th, in California. But it was, look, man, I mean, that's massive for us. But this growth we've had over this past year has been unprecedented. And we continue to grow. And, you know, I said, about a year and a half, 2 years ago, that one day we will be global. We will be seen all over the world. And we are. We're here. As you know, football and NFL is big here in the States. They're doing a great job at expanding globally. But fighting in MMA, man, it's already big globally. So, you know, I wouldn't doubt if I'm more known outside the States for MMA as opposed to NFL.
Sean, I was talking, we're at the Treasure Chest Casino here in Kenner, and I was talking to one of the people who work here, and they were saying, you ought to see the people come in here for MMA fights. They have as many people come to watch the fights here than they do to watch college or pro football. And I'm like, whoa, that is impressive when you have somebody who sees it on a weekly basis or whenever the MMA is, the events are up, to have as many people come in here to watch that than college or pro football. That's an amazing growth, and what you've done with Extreme Fighting too. And I think that ESPN deal will just catapult what you've done, take it to two levels higher.
Yeah, and no doubt. I mean, you couldn't have a better partner than ESPN. Obviously, UFC departure to Paramount, you know, with us kind of coming in as fast as we're growing, and then having a worldwide leader in sports, you know, kind of as a partner. And then too, you know, we feel like we have the next up-and-coming guys, right? We know that the main goal is for a lot of those guys to go to UFC. We sent more fighters to the UFC than just about anybody in the country when it comes to MMA promotion-wise. And then we want to continue to grow in that way, but we got more announcements, man. It's all down the pipeline here.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Sean, I think I can remember you saying you were either the first or one of the first to do a lot of this in training for the NFL. Now, everybody sort of does it. They'll work with somebody who's either who has been involved with boxing or MMA or extreme fighting because of the hand usage and also, too, a little bit for the leverage part of the game. But either you had told us you were the first or one of the first to incorporate that in your off-season training.
Yeah, I was actually the first. You know, back in mid 2005, Jay Glazer had introduced me to the broadcaster. Jay Glazer had introduced me to Randy Couture, and I, you know, kind of fell in the scene with Chuck Liddell and Tito Ortiz. You know, Tyron Woodley when he was first coming on, Cain Velasquez. I trained with all these guys in the mid 2000s. This was during the off season when I was playing for the Chargers. I would drive up from San Diego to L.A. And go train with these guys, roll around and grapple and work a lot of hand movements. And yeah, man, it was a game changer. And it's crazy that it's come around like it is now because it's such a global sport. Guys are especially outside linebackers, pass rushers, a lot of DBs, you know, and wide receivers getting off the line of scrimmage. I mean, it's become pretty popular.
Sean, last question for you, but in watching defenses in the NFL, and I can't remember when, it's been quite a while, that we've seen two defenses as physical, tough, and they get to the football fast. Houston Texans, man, you see what they do, and the Denver Broncos, good gracious, when you're playing against them, you better strap it on quick, because they're going to butt you up pretty good.
Yeah, it was my first time actually really paying attention to the Broncos defense when they played the Chargers at home, and I'm sitting there watching the game. I'm like, man, was I not paying attention enough? These guys get after the front, and then, you know, when you come to Houston, I think that whole defense took on D'Amico Ryan's attitude and his mentality. Will Anderson is one of my favorite players to watch, but that front seven, man, they like to get after it.
Sean, a funny story about Will Anderson. He worked out offseason with my old friend Pete Jenkins, longtime defensive line coach in college and pro football. And he was like, Mike, he's fearless. I said, oh, come on, coach. Everybody said, well, they're fearless. He said, no, let me take that back. You know what he's scared of? His three sisters. He said, man, when he was growing up, them three sisters would gang on him and beat the crap out of him. And he said, Mike, I still think that's in his head today. He is scared of his three sisters. It's funny how your childhood memories, they stay with you.
That PTSD will kick up in a second on you.
Yeah, right.
Sean, lights out, Merriman. Man, always a pleasure to hear from you. Thank you so much for stopping by again.
You got it. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Sean.
Sean Merriman, former All-Pro linebacker, also founder of the Lights Out Extreme Fighting. Check out all the great stuff there. And, man, it was a massive deal for him to now be expanded with ESPN Latin America.
Yeah, that is huge. And, again, you know, kind of growing up in another era where it was boxing.
Right.
Just dominated. Now, today, if people ask about, you know, who's the middleweight champ or light heavyweight or heavyweight champ, they just kind of give you a glare. But now, if you ask somebody a certain age about MMA champs, they know it. They know it really, really well. So another generation, and they love it here. And like I said, I was told by one of the people that work here that you should have seen when that big pay-per-view was on for MMA. Yeah. They had people actually standing up outside waiting to come in here because they wanted to see the fights.
Do you think the sweet science, the boxing, can ever make a comeback, or we've kind of lost it?
I think we've sort of lost it. I think the way boxing is today, yeah. I think that may be something of the past. It really may be something, because now everybody that grows up when they got kids or grandkids, you know what they're doing? They do an MMA,
right.
That sort of stuff, like what the extreme fighting stuff, like what Sean Merriman's teaching.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.